Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm all right. Happy belated Thanksgiving to you and all the listeners out there. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk sports entertainment as we always do. The number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to talk sports entertainment and everything else. And we're going to lead it off with a little Knicks basketball, something that we're both thankful for. And we're going to talk a little Nets as they won against the Trailblazers. Shift gears with the Jets and their debacle of a loss against the Patriots on Thanksgiving Day. I'll get into that, of course. Review the Packers versus Giants later tonight. Talk a little WWE. And the rest is history. Will be history. So, of course, you know the number. And let's get into the Pistons right here. You know, Knicks won 121 to 100. You know, Carmelo had another good game. And, you know, they pretty much blew out a team they were supposed to blow out, and it's nice they got a win after those horrible losses that they've had on the road.
Yeah, it was a great win today, but they didn't – the defense was not that great today, I have to admit. They gave up 100 points, which it shouldn't if they're playing good defense.
Absolutely. You're totally right. Yeah, I was going to point that out also. You know, three straight games in a row, they've gave up over 100 points. They've clearly haven't been playing any defense at all, clearly.
Yep.
You know, like I alluded to, you know, they score 121. Carmelo had 29 points, but he didn't play most of the – after the second half, he didn't play much. Let me see what else. He made his first six field goals. J.R. Smith had a good game, had like 15 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Novak woke up.
Yeah.
Got the discount double check out of retirement.
Finally. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. And ironically, you know, as we're going to talk about later, of course, you know, the Giants are playing the Packers, I should say. But we'll talk more a little bit about that in a few minutes or so.
Yes.
But let me see who else had a good game. Felton, 14 points, 10 assists. Wallace, you know, he's still hitting his head with with his 3-pointer sign that he hit right now. He like 15 scored 15 points. You know, good all around game. But the West Coast trip, I mean, they easily would have been 0-3, but they had a miracle against the Spurs.
Well, they could have won against the Mavericks. I mean, that was pretty close.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Mavericks, yeah, it was a close game, but there was at times the team was blowing them out, but then they won on a miracle run, but it was too short.
Right.
And to me, I think the player of the game was when Carmelo made that layup, that spinning 360 layup, but they called it an offensive foul. And the ball actually went into the ball, man. You know the play I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know which play you're talking about, yeah.
That would have been such an awesome shot if it counted.
Yeah, fell short there. They went 1-2, didn't they?
What you said?
They went 1-2 on the road. They played Houston, Dallas, and...
Spurs.
No, Spurs was early in the year.
No, wait, well, who's the other team? Who's the other team I'm thinking of then?
Spurs was like earlier, like when they started 6-0, but... San Antonio was earlier in our first game stretch, but
wait, then who was the team? Who was the team in this West Coast trip we beat the first game?
Let me try to remember here.
Could've sworn it was San Antonio. I know we did face
San Antonio was earlier.
What was the team we beat? I can't remember.
Let me see if I can remember here.
Let me see. The Rockets, they lost Friday night. The Rockets, I can't remember. The score was like, what was it, like 121 to like 104?
Yeah, let me go back to the schedule here, and let me see here.
Yeah. Of course, they lost to the Mavericks, which we alluded to.
Okay, so they played Detroit today.
Yes.
Why is it not showing? It's only showing in November. Why is it not showing early November? It's showing late November.
Yeah, but that's what we need, though. We need late because we have to find out what team did they face before the Maverick series.
Right, yeah. But this is the schedule is only showing the... It's showing late November. It's not showing early November.
Yeah, but we need late November because we gotta find out what team did.
Right,
did,
but we need early November too to find out if they did play the Spurs in early November, which I'm pretty sure that they did. what the hell's wrong with this thing?
But any, like we were saying, you know, the they lost two in a row, and with this win against the Pistons, which, I mean, they're 3-9 or 3-11. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, this isn't you know, the spur. I mean, this isn't the you know, the Pistons, you know, when they had Rasheed Wallace and Ben Wallace, you know. So I mean, pretty much, you know, their glory days have passed. So
yeah,
you know, Knicks did what they had to do and defeated.
Yeah, it looks like they beat it was the Wizards, was it?
I don't think it was the Wizards.
No, no, this, because this was the West Coast trip, right?
Yeah.
Because okay.
I think we won like 1-2.
Oh, okay, I see it now. It was New Orleans.
Oh, it was Hornets.
It was the Hornets, right, without Davis.
Right.
Yeah, it was...
Was that home? Was that home? That was on the way.
That was on the road.
Right. You're right. Because, yeah, Anthony Davis didn't play. And somebody else on that team didn't play, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so we beat them to start the first game of the road trip. Then we lost that close game to Dallas. Then got blown out in Houston on Friday.
Yep. Yes,
1-2, which is not
now
bad.
Now I do remember. Like you said, it was in the 0-6 run. Because I think we beat Spurs, and after that made a 6-0, and then afterwards we lost to Grizzlies.
Right.
On the road to snap the six-game winning streak.
Right.
So, yeah, you were right.
But they got to play better defense. These last
Absolutely.
Few games or so, their defense hasn't looked sharp.
Exactly. You're not lying at all. They really need to step up on the defense. And tomorrow, you know, they're gonna definitely need that, because they're gonna be facing, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, the surging Brooklyn Nets. I think they won like 6 of their last 7, including just a half hour ago they beat the Portland Trail Blazers by the final score of 98-85. So, you know, both New York teams, you know, they're not playing this year.
Yep, tomorrow they play. Game will be telecast on TNT, so it'll be a big game for the rights of New York.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be very interesting. Obviously, as we all remember, you know, that game was supposed to be played on what day? November 1st, right?
I think so, at the Barclays Center.
Right, but obviously, you know, because of Hurricane Sandy, you know, we the game had to be postponed.
This game's going to be at the Garden, I think, tomorrow.
This one?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Garden.
But isn't it the same game that they rescheduled, so shouldn't it be in the Barclays Center?
That wouldn't be fair.
Don't be fair for the, you know, the Nets fans. I mean, that's their...
Actually, no, it's at Brooklyn, I should say. Yeah, it's at Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly, because it's the same game that they postponed.
Right, yeah, it's going to be at Brooklyn, so... That
yeah.
should be a good one.
Definitely a great game to watch.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears from something that's going to be really exciting tomorrow night when both New York teams collide,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Brooklyn. The other team, talking about colliding, and of course I'm talking about a team that's crashed. Season has crashed. Of course, I'm talking about my New York Jets here.
Oh yeah, Thanksgiving game.
Oh my goodness, what a Thanksgiving day! I'm glad I didn't lose my lunch, man. Dinner. I'm watching what happened, all the crazy stuff that happened.
Oh yeah.
And the highlight of the game, or you know, any Jets fans who happened to see that game, which practically all of them did, was of course when Mark Sanchez he ran right into Brandon Moore's derriere,
yeah.
And with the impact, he fell to the floor. The ball flew in the air. The Patriots intercept it and runs for a touchdown. I mean, you would have thought this would have been like Bad News Bears or or any of those cliche sports movies where the teams suck and then afterwards they won the championship at the end of the movie or whatever.
Yeah, it was.
This was horrible.
It was embarrassing. I mean, you can't get that game. You can't get more embarrassing than that. I mean, just that play alone with Sanchez bumping into his own lineman and fumbling. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It was the most bizarre play I've ever seen.
I mean, that's what everybody says. I mean, it's messed up, man, for real. I mean, the guy, it wasn't like he ran into Rey Mysterio or something like that. This guy's like 300 pounds.
Yep. Yeah.
How he didn't see him? I mean, he's wearing the same color. He is. I mean, how did he not see him?
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy, man.
That is the low light of the year, for sure.
And not only that, but there's so many. The other bizarre thing was the kickoff, the punt. Was it a punt return? And the fumble.
I think
fumble on the punt return. Yeah.
I mean, there were like at least three or four plays in that entire game that was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, the pass that Brady threw to the wide receiver, no one was in sight of covering him. It was like,
oh my gosh,
he just ran down the sideline untouched.
Oh man,
I mean, you can't make that was one of the craziest games I've ever seen.
Oh my god, it was like 28. It was like 28-3 by halftime.
Yeah, it was like 35-3.
Yes.
He scored 35 points in the second quarter.
Oh, my God, man. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Man, well, that pretty much capped the season. I mean, man, there's nothing more you could say. I mean, just pretty much replayed the same stuff we've been saying for the past weeks. It sums up everything, you know. The Jets don't want to make a change. I mean, and this is coming from a Sanchez guy. But
yeah.
Sanchez doesn't have it. He lost his confidence.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
they need to make a change.
He hasn't been, I mean, he definitely hasn't been playing up to par. And, you know, fans are fed up now. You know, fans are still calling for Tebow. You know, Tebow hasn't been able to play because of an injury, right?
Yeah, I think he hurt his ribs or something like that. But play him, play McElroy, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Get Joe Namath out of retirement. I don't care, whoever. Me or you, they could do that. They could do the play they do with Sanchez and Tebow. The one play they just switch us. When I actually make an accurate pass, they switch to Tebow. But I mean, seriously, I mean, it's a joke. I mean, I understand, you know, Rex Ryan, you know, good attribute is that he's loyal with his teammates.
Right.
But what his worst attribute is that he's loyal to his teammates, to his players. I mean, Sanchez is not doing it no more.
Right.
They should go to Tebow. Let Sanchez get his head right, and then he could take back the job, hopefully, if they don't try to acquire somebody better. Because Sanchez, he's not doing the job, and they need to build more pieces around him.
Yeah,
and I think you gotta blame Tannenbaum for this, because every single year the defense has worsened.
Yeah, I mean, what's going on with the Jets right now? It's like watching a nightmare.
It is.
Dreaming a nightmare almost, you know.
It is.
I mean, if even what's the longtime Jets fan, Fireman Ed, I think his name
is.
Yeah,
I heard about that. He took himself off of Twitter and he left at halftime.
Yeah, that's, I mean, when you got your longtime fan really upset, leaving the game and deleting his Twitter account with all of his followers. I mean, that just shows you right there that Jets are in a bad state of mind right now. They're in bad shape. I mean,
crazy.
Yeah.
It's bananas. What can you say, man? The season is an embarrassment, and these five next games can't end soon enough, man.
I don't know what to. What do you think they should do? You think they should start? Just let Tebow play for the heck of it?
That's what I propose. They should do that. I mean, I think Sanchez, you know, on paper is the better quarterback, but
yeah. You
know, they should let Tebow play. I mean,
right. They
don't have anything to lose anyway. The division is locked up. They're not
right. Going
to make the playoffs anyway, so
right. They
should just try to win as many games as they can. I mean, for pride's sakes, because, you know, they have nothing to play for anymore, that's for sure.
Right, yeah, I agree with you, man. I totally 100% agree with you. Just let Tebow finish the season out and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Exactly, because Sanchez, you know, watching Sanchez throw the ball, especially that Christmas Eve game against the Giants, which is pretty much his Waterloo. That's been the beginning of his fall.
Yeah.
As a quarterback, pretty much. You know, you can't have this guy throw the ball so many times, you know. As you saw in the game before the Patriots game, you know, when you utilize the ground and pound offense as the Jets are supposed to, you know, be, and which they had success the first 2 years of Sanchez's career, you know, he's a much better quarterback. But if you have him throwing the ball like nearly 60 times, it's not going to work.
Yep.
He throws a ball, especially in the goal line, you think he's going to get picked up, intercepted. And a lot of times this year, he has been.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree, man.
And this guy, I mean, this is his fourth year, and he keeps making the same mistakes over and over again. I mean, I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe he's not going to live up to his potential.
Right now, who knows? I mean, he's still a young quarterback. I mean, and this is his fourth season, but he's kind of, I don't know, he hasn't progressed as a quarterback.
He's definitely regressed.
Yeah.
Does the same mistakes, and, you know, sure, he doesn't have the pieces, but, I mean, come on, man. This guy, he needs to get his act together. You know, if this was another organization and Rex wasn't being loyal to him, he wouldn't be quarterbacking for this team, period.
Yep.
But talking about, you know, switching gears to, you know, the other quarterback in town, the more successful one, of course, Eli Manning is going to face Aaron Rodgers yet again.
Yeah, big primetime game, you know, Packers-Giants rematch of last year's NFC second round of the playoffs from last year. And the Packers are looking to get revenge for what the Giants did to them last year in the second round, upsetting them. And Packers have been playing really well since they started 1-2. Right now they're 7-3. Giants are 6-4. So, you know, this is a big game for the Giants, too, because Giants, even though they lead the division, you know, they still got the Redskins and the Cowboys chasing them right now. You know, those teams are under 500, but, you know, it's still wide open in the NFC East.
Yeah, and Giants have been going through a little slide lately.
As they always do in November.
Yep.
Like the same old story, you know, now, November is about to end, so hopefully they could, you know, get back on the winning streak here.
They should look to do that tonight.
Yeah.
So what's your prediction for tonight?
I think it'll be a close one. I think Giants will win. I think it'll be 28-24 or something.
Similar to what I was guessing. I was going to say 27-21, Giants.
Yeah, like Packers are going to – they're not going to have Jennings playing tonight, so that's going to be a key loss for the Packers.
Oh, and that's another reason why they should win tonight.
Yeah, let's hope so.
But shifting gears lastly to WWE. One of the worst stories of WWE history is still going on, that whole Cena and AJ versus Mickey and Ziggler. And Cena and AJ kissed, I guess to confirm Vicky's right, even though they're saying, oh, you know, they just want to give them something to talk about. But this story is pretty much useless. But the only good thing that came out of it was that that bathroom brawl when Ziggler speared him through the urinal.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
But yeah, this I don't know. It's weird seeing John Cena and
AJ.
AJ kiss. I mean,
yeah, it is.
But hey, I mean, it's part of the storyline, and you know, they gonna milk it as long as they want. So.
And the rumor is that that's really went down. Like maybe like she was probably with him when he, you know, before he got the divorce from his wife. So. I don't know if it's art imitating life or whatnot, but...
Yeah, maybe they're really dating, you know?
Maybe. But the whole storyline doesn't make any sense because of Vicky Guerrero's involvement. I mean, AJ lost her job because allegedly she was with Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why AJ resigned as GM when Vicky Guerrero, as we mentioned, you know, in the past, she's married Edge in storyline purposes, and she's dated Dolph Ziggler.
Right.
So, I mean, that's pretty much the teapot calling the kettle black.
Is Cena going to fight Ziggler now?
That's what it looks like. It looks like they're finally going to set it up to a match at Table, Ladders, and Chair. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Finally.
So, finally.
Yeah.
Finally, it makes sense because
right.
they were hyping them up. Even though Cena was supposed to fight against Ziggler, but you know, I guess out of panicking, they put him in the triple threat match
mm-hmm.
with you know, Ryback and CM Punk and three guys from NXT, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. They debuted at the what pay-per-view was that again? Oh, it's Survivor Series.
Survivor Series.
And they pretty much put Ryback through a table and enabled CM Punk to retain the title for now officially over a year now.
Yeah.
And on Raw, CM Punk, you know, was with his manager, Paul Heyman. They had a, you know, pretty much a celebration to commemorate his 1 year as a WWE champion.
Man, it's pathetic. I mean, there's been wrestlers that have held the title much longer than he has, and he's celebrating 1 year? Come on, please.
Well, I mean, it is a historic thing. I mean, sure, there's been longer reigns, like, I think, what, eight more reigns longer than his?
Yeah.
Especially
I mean,
the Bruno San Martino. No one's touching that one.
I mean, 1 year is nothing. I mean, come on.
I mean,
celebrate when you've had it for 5 years or something.
Well, I disagree with that because in modern time, you can't hold onto the title more than a year. I mean, it's extremely rare. But,
yeah, I mean, Cena, he almost did a year. I mean,
Cena
looked like he had a title for a long while.
Yeah, there was a time he actually did, I think, hold it for a year.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me 1 year. It's... Show me longer than 1 year, and then we'll celebrate.
Well, I mean, I understand what you mean. You know, like, there's been guys who held the title for, like, years. Like, I think San Martino held it for, like, 5 years at least.
Yeah.
Or even longer. So, I mean, you know, compared to those, it's, you know, it's puny. But, I mean, in recent history, I mean, that's, you know, pretty impressive, even though... As a heel, he's got some questionable wins.
Right, yeah. Oh, I guess.
And, of course, Sheamus is going to fight Big Show for the third time.
It's table, you're saying other than a table, ladder, or chair?
I'm talking about chairs, man. You know there's a chairs match nowadays.
Oh, so just, well, I mean, you know, because you're still using an object, so I don't think it should matter.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I guess that's about it.
Because the chair is an object, so any other object, I mean, it should count as well, I would guess.
I assume so, yeah, I think you're right. Thanks for coming on the show.